Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
This is iRadio's
Group Chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it.
On iRadio.
Today, I'm touching on some topics that can affect countless amounts of people throughout their life, including issues with body image, mental health, and the impacts of eating disorders. I'm joined by Connor Nolan, who is a 26-year-old software engineer from Cavan, who was diagnosed with anorexia nervosa when he was 13. His experience now features in Inside Out, which is a new body-wise wellbeing program for secondary schools. Connor is going to share why he got involved, what the initiative is all about, and how he hopes it will help students across Ireland as well. Connor, thank you so much for hopping on iRadio's Group Chat. For those who don't know your story, can you tell us a little bit about your experience when you were growing up and why you were inspired to go into advocacy work?
100%, yeah. So I suppose, again, like anyone in the advocacy end of things, it's you're inspired by your own experiences and you want to help those that are in sort of your, you know, same shoes as yourself. So I was diagnosed with an eating disorder called anorexia nervosa when I was around 12 or 13. And the thing about an eating disorder is it can set in quite slowly. And, you know, in my case, like a lot of people with eating disorders, it's a case where, you know, you are like a lot of people with anorexia, it's a case where you might be a sort of an eager athlete, you might play a lot of sport, and then over time you become sort of overly obsessed with the amount of exercise you're doing, you start to hyper focus on the amount of food you're eating, you're counting calories and this kind of thing. And so as I progressed towards starting secondary school, I began to lose a lot of weight. I became less concerned with how well I was playing and more on the pitch, and more concerned about the running and the looking in the mirror and tracking my body and that kind of thing. And so it really began to take over. And it's a testament, I suppose, to how powerful eating disorders can be. They can get in and they can really, really take over, you know, quality of life. Like we often say that you're living with an eating disorder, and it's a series of really difficult emotions that are pushing these unhealthy behaviours, these disordered behaviours around food, over-exercising in some cases. It could be binge eating with other eating disorders and that kind of thing. So it can really, really take over. But I was very lucky in my own case. I got the help I needed, and my own journey is an example that recovery really, really is possible, that the help is out there and you really can turn things around. And excuse me, I'm very grateful for the help I got, and I was able to get life back on track, as they say.
You've said in the past that counselling was a turning point for you. What made that support so life-changing for you when you were that age?
You know, it really is. It's life-changing, and I often say it's life-saving as well in some cases. I think what it does is it helps you understand this really, really complex mental illness. Because, you know, when you're living with an eating disorder or any mental illness for that case, It's very hard to understand what's going on, especially when you're so young and you're lacking that element of self-awareness and emotional maturity and that kind of thing. So counselling really helped me to understand, you know, what's going on under the covers, you know, understand why these behaviours are happening, what's the emotional drivers behind it. And, you know, with an eating disorder, the behaviours around food and the behaviours around exercise or binging or whatever it might be, those behaviours are driven on by a series of difficult emotions, and the counselling helps you deal with those emotions and so understand why these behaviours are happening. And one thing I think it's very important to understand, and I didn't really understand this myself until later in life, is that when you're living with an eating disorder, the key word there is you're living with it. Yourself and the eating disorder are somewhat separate. And so it's not, you are not the eating disorder and the eating disorder is not you. And so because you're living with it, you can overcome it, you know, you can conquer it, you can push through it, and you can learn to improve and to overcome these behaviours. So counselling was instrumental in terms of understanding that and being able to overcome them and replace these behaviours with healthier ones.
Now, so many years on, that you're involved in Inside Out, which is the new Bodywise School Wellbeing Programme, how would you describe it and what is it aiming to do for young people?
So it's a programme, it's aimed for junior cycle students, and the idea, the key objectives is to educate students about the ins and outs of eating disorders, you know, what they entail and the characteristics of them, improving social media literacy, and to improve knowledge and understanding around body image. So the the key aspects of the program, there's a lived experience section, which I'm involved in myself and three other speakers. So we speak about our own experiences with eating disorders and, you know, how it was living through it, the risk factors that were there, you know, how we ended up in that situation and how we recovered, you know, the help that we got. And again, the key message there is that recovery is absolutely always possible. So we're giving students that sort of real life perspective. You know, here's the path that we walked, and I suppose the empowering message that we were all four of us individually on our unique journeys, we were all able to recover and overcome these illnesses. And then another section there is recordings and videos of, it's like a real-time discussion among young people around body image. So it's sort of informal discussions that young people are having about social media and, you know, the effects the media has on their perception of body image and this kind of thing. So I think a very important thing there is it's normalizing that conversation around body image and outlining how there are so many factors in our everyday life that can affect it. So I think to put it in two words, education and empowerment, to show young people that these are very normalized conversations and very, very important conversations. And, you know, for teachers that are undertaking this program with their students, there's teacher guides within the program for them, so they know how to carry out the program. There's worksheets for the students, so it's very, very interactive, and it's promoting conversation and discussion with them. So, but the key thing is to educate them on eating disorders, on body image, and to get that conversation flowing, as it were.
It's so important to get a conversation going around these things, particularly when they are kind of on that period of transition between being in primary school, going into junior cycle of secondary school. Do you think that can be something that has an impact on teenagers in general, that transition?
Absolutely, because it's funny, you know, one of the risk factors of eating disorders in general is going through a difficult sort of transitional period. So, you know, we often say that eating disorders can often be a sort of a coping mechanism for some difficult things that are happening in life. And this very much carries over into my own experience. I was diagnosed with an eating disorder around that time, as you say, when I was starting secondary school. So it can sometimes be a case where when the person feels that they're struggling with an element of control in their external life, they can try and refine this control in their internal life with the body image and the eating and the exercise and so on. And so it can be a coping mechanism of some sort. So as you say there, a lot, you know, when a young person is diagnosed with an eating disorder, it often can happen around that age. So as you say there, it's very, very important to give this education and empowerment at that sort of crossroads, that sort of transitional age, and to give them that education and empowerment at that stage in life.
This was, of course, as well developed in response to those rising concerns about body image and the perception of it in schools. Why do you think body image is affecting so many young teenagers today?
I think there's a lot of factors to it, you know, and I think, you know, like social media definitely has a lot to do with it. And of course, there's elements about social media literacy in the program. And I think, you know, there's a lot more, or there's a rising amount of body image pressure on young people, you know, definitely more than there has been in previous years. And again, as I say, the media and social media and the internet has a lot to do with that. And so when young people are at that impressionable age, it can be very easy for them to be pulled into this thought process of, I need to look like this and I need to, you know, look like that, and, you know, this is what famous people look like and I need to go that direction. So it's empowering them to understand that you don't have to look a certain way to be enough. You don't have to look a certain way to be loved. You know, you are 100% the way you are, and promoting that healthy relationship, you know, with one's body and with one's own self-esteem, to know that I don't have to follow the latest beauty trends or the latest body shape trends, because it chops and changes week in, week out, you know, and to empower them that, you know, they don't have to follow these things, and that, you know, they are perfect the way they are, and to encourage that healthy mindset around body image.
How important is it then that the schools and the teachers and the parents and all of this start having open, honest conversations about body image and mental health as well?
It's a great question. I think the big thing there is that, you know, These matters can cause difficult emotions in young people. They can be, you know, there was a study done in recent years there. I think it was like 65% of young people in Ireland were struggling with body image in some respect. And so, you know, the last thing you want is someone suffering with something like that or going through something like that, thinking that they can't turn anywhere or that there's no one they can talk to or that they are alone in that boat. You know, so you want people to know that this is a common problem and this is a common thing that, you know, you're not the only one in the world going through this, and so there is the help out there. So you want to have, as you say, you want to allow that, you want to encourage that sort of open conversation in friend groups like there is in the program with the young people discussing body image, and in families and within the home, and then to empower them to know that if they really are struggling, to let them know of the supports that are out there. So for instance, on the Bodywise website, there's all these sort of supports they can go to. There's helplines, there's email helplines. I think it's alex@bodywise.ie. And there's also helplines for, in the case, let's say, if a loved one or a friend or a family member is going through an eating disorder, there is a support there, or the supporting programs there for people who are supporting someone with an eating disorder. So for the friends, the family members and so on, it's called the Pillar program, which is on the Bodywise website as well. But to answer your question, it's so important to have these conversations going on in the home, in the family, in schools, because the more this is happening in the environment around young people, the more normalized the conversation will feel, and then the more readily they will feel able to discuss these problems if and when they arise in their own life.
As you touched on there, one of the aims is to help young people recognise when certain behaviours like dieting or maybe excessive exercise as well, that they've actually gone too far. It's about education around that. But from your perspective, What are some early signs that someone might need support?
So a very key thing, great question, and a very key thing to remember here is that, you know, with an eating disorder, although the exercise habits or the eating habits are the first thing we might witness, the key thing is what's happening underneath, and the key thing is the emotions that are driving that. So, you know, what we always say is look out for, it's not just perhaps losing weight, because again, you know, not every eating disorder will involve weight loss. You know, someone can, I often say that eating disorders don't have an image or a shape. You know, you've got bulimia, you've got binge eating disorder, and many other eating disorders which aren't as commonly mentioned in the media. So eating disorders don't have a specific weight, they don't have a specific shape. You know, anyone can suffer with it, anyone can, this can happen to anyone at any point in life. And so signs can be something like skipping meals, or sort of anxiety around meal times, you know, and things like that. So it's not just as plain and simple as someone is eating less, or perhaps someone is losing weight. There's a lot of other signs, and again, more of those are mentioned on the Bodywise website as well. But risk factors, you know, outside of that, low self-esteem is a massive risk factor. You know, again, going back to school environment, bullying can be a massive risk factor. Diet culture, you know, casual conversations around dieting, again, can lead to certain ideas and ideals around body image and body shape. So it is, there's a lot of moving parts there. But yeah, definitely, you know, as I said, being exposed to certain beauty ideals online, and certain, you know, again, we see a lot of diet and fad diet cultures online as well in the fitness industry. And one thing Bodywise outlines in school workshops is how you can outline on your social media what topics you don't want to come up on your Instagram feed or your TikTok, for instance, so that you can avoid the topic of diet, the topic of weight loss and this kind of thing. So your environment has a lot to do with it. That's definitely one thing.
I will even say from my own perspective, like, it's so difficult to escape anything about dieting or fitness or anything on your social media algorithm feed, because it is something that is pushed so heavily. It's not always it's not always meant in a negative way, but, you know, I can see, like, as in, if I can find it a bit much sometimes, and I'm not someone who's struggled with these type of things, so I can't even imagine what it must be like for someone who's in that position. But if there is a young person listening to you and your story this evening and all about this, and they are suffering with some of these issues, what would you like them to take away from this chat?
So a couple of things. The first thing I would say is that, first of all, you're not alone. absolutely not alone. This is much more common than you would think. And funny enough, when I was in counselling myself, when this all started for me, it was one of the first things I was told was that you're not the only one in the boat with this. This happens to a lot of people, even though I had never met someone in that case myself. So number one is you're not alone. Number two, help is out there. Recovery is absolutely possible. And you know, you a healthy relationship with food and with body image, and the way I would put it is a carefree attitude around food and body image can and absolutely will return. It most certainly did in my case. It most certainly did in the case of the other three people who were part of the lived experience part of the program, the Inside Out program. And as well, I would say reach out for support. So as I mentioned, there's the supports on the Bodywise website. Speak to a family member, you know, never, and I say this with any element of mental health, not just eating disorders, if you are struggling at all, never suffer in silence, you know, never bottle it up and keep it to yourself. The old phrase, a problem shared is a problem halved. It's an old phrase, but it's a definitely an accurate phrase. So talk to a friend, a family member, whatever it may be, and then there are the formal pathways there as well. But I would definitely say you're not alone, and be of the mindset that recovery is 100% absolutely possible. And you can take that from me, who's walked that path myself. Absolutely.
Connor, if someone's looking to follow along with you, maybe on social media or find out more about Inside Out, where can they find that information?
So the best place to learn about the Inside Out program, so on the Bodywise website, I believe it's under teaching resources or learning resources. It's one of them. You'll see it signposted on the website. Any teachers or any schools that want to get involved with it, there's registration signposts on the website as well. Follow the Bodywise socials on Instagram, on TikTok, I think on Twitter. I keep saying Twitter, but X, I mean, whatever you call it. And all that's more information there. And then for following myself, it's Connor_N7. So I post my own bits about mental health and a bit of eating disorders as well. So
Connor, thanks so much for joining us on iRadio's group chat to talk about this program and your own story as well. I really appreciate it and looking forward to catching up with you again in the future.
Thanks a million for having me. Thank you.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.